The Power of Henkel.
Thank you for joining us today on the Power of Henkel podcast, where we talk to experts about how innovative materials and processes are transforming product design and capability. In this episode, we are delighted to welcome two talented Henkel team members to discuss a fascinating approach to predictive product design. When using this technology, companies can confidently achieve performance goals, sustainability objectives, cost reductions, and a whole lot more, all in a somewhat condensed timeline. Today, we have a returning guest, Yassine, who is a global key account manager and works with customers in the power and industrial automation sector. And we welcome for the first time, Zaman, lead application engineer for the company's industrials business. Yassine and Zaman, thanks so much for being here.
Happy to be here, Laura, and excited to share more details about this very interesting topic.
Hello, Laura, and thank you very much for inviting me to this interesting discussion.
Yeah, it's great. Let's get started. I think certainly the logical place to begin is with the customer and what their requirements are and if anything has shifted in terms of what they're facing from a product design perspective. So Yassine, as someone who is customer facing, let's get your opinion on that. What are your thoughts here regarding product design?
Thank you, Laura. And yes, design engineers are definitely under a lot of pressure when it comes to cost efficiency, product performance, reliability, longevity, all these things. But another and quite necessary driver is the push to design more sustainable products, whether that means products that can be recycled, require less energy to build or use, last longer, so that it is less waste, whatever it may be. So they need to design and manufacture these products more efficiently, faster, and with a high confidence level.
Yeah, and that's definitely not an easy task for sure. I'd imagine too that given the time and the resource that it takes to bring a new product to market, when you consider all the steps that are necessary, and especially when you're designing for high reliability, you have to design, prototype, test, retest. Some design engineers might be a little reluctant or not really truly bought in when it comes to designing for sustainability, because they might have the, if it's not broken, why fix it mentality.
That's exactly right, Laura. However, the reality is that sustainability is not negotiable. Sustainable product must be in the market from today and well into the future. It is the new reality. Even so, it can be overwhelming for a designer to think about from a performance, time to market, and cost perspective when considering new design with these parameters.
That's all of that so true. And obviously then it's pretty clear that we need a new way. We need a way to accelerate the design process to achieve all the performance goals and also meet sustainability objectives. And of course, that's why we're all here today, is to introduce and discuss a modeling and simulation approach that drastically alters the traditional design, build, test, build it again, test it again, this trial and error process that has been used for decades. And for these details, we bring in Zaman, who is our resident expert on finite element analysis, or what we call FEA for short. And FEA is certainly not new, but applying it in certain ways is somewhat novel, and it's definitely gaining steam and delivering some really impressive results. Zaman, can you please describe for our listeners what FEA is, how long Henkel has been engaged in FEA modeling projects, and what it's designed to do?
Of course, Laura. So Henkel has been using FEA for a long time, but we have intensified efforts and invested a lot in building up capacities over the last 5 years. So in general, the finite element method is suitable for solving the differential equation which describe physical problems, like we have in mechanics, in thermal, or in electronics. And in a real-life practical application, here's how it works. The structure to be analyzed is imported as a 2D or 3D CAD model to the FEA tool, and then transformed to a mesh consisting of various parallel elements. That's why it's called pilot element method. And then material definitions, constraints, and loads are applied, and the complete system can be solved numerically. For us as Henkel, the focus is, of course, on how to model bonded joints in a structure in terms of material model definition, and result evaluation. Does the joint stand the load conditions or not? But of course, we also support customers in the design process prior and after the first simulations to avoid undesired loads for the adhesive.
I mean, it sounds like an incredibly powerful tool. I'd imagine also that customers certainly do this independently. Of course, they model their designs to understand the impact of certain loads and stress limits, weights, the effect on specific joints. But now they can come to Henkel and they can say, okay, we would like to potentially use an adhesive on these bond lines. So here's my design. These are the substrates that are being joined, like the stress and the strain, et cetera. And then they want us to tell them how a specific adhesive will perform or to make recommendations about which adhesive might perform the best. So we then narrow down potential formulations and simulate the performance of those materials for the customer. I mean, is that kind of the simple explanation of what we're doing?
Well, in principle, yes. So usually customers reach out to us with specific questions on the design and the simulation of the joint. And as you already said correctly, they are really experienced modeling engineers who know certain material models and how to apply them, but of course also others which need more support in terms of design proposals and data card selection. And this is for us as Henkel the first challenge to figure out what kind of support is needed. So where do we pick the customer up? In general, we select the right approach by the design of the structure, the adhesive product technology. Is it an elastomer, a thermoset, or a thermoplastic material? And what loads and resulting deformations are expected? For example, elastomers like silicones or MS polymers show very high nonlinear behavior, even at low loads, and require so-called hyperelastic or hyperplastic material model approaches. And however, thermosets like epoxies or acrylates can be simulated with elastic or elastoplastic models. I think what people need to understand is that a polymer combines the mechanical elasticity of a solid and the flow behavior of a fluid. We call this viscoelasticity. This means the reaction force of the model is then time dependent. The faster you pull on the material, the stiffer it will react. If you run, for example, simulations with large expected deformations, material models with plasticity effects or fracture models are required. The most established fracture model is called the cohesive zone model. It will show the separation of the bonded parts in the simulation and is, for example, used in crash simulations. We at Henkel have a database of various material data cards and the internal capacities to run tests and calibrate new cards dependent on the customer's needs.
Well, thanks for that explanation. It really is fascinating that you can take these specific customer objectives, whatever that is, whether that's energy reduction, like if you want to use lighter weight materials, or to eliminate conventional welding and screws, say for inventory and cost efficiency objectives, whatever the goals are, Henkel can run various simulation scenarios to get a more holistic and really precise prediction about how a specific adhesive will perform under certain conditions.
Yes, that's correct. The ability to run various trial and error scenarios within the FEA modeling capability and without ever building anything is brilliant. Once the model is built, it is very easy to replace materials and evaluate properties and performance within the model. It's not to say that a physical prototype can be eliminated entirely. Still, it allows an understanding of in-application performance early on and perhaps over several changing conditions and iteration. So, but the time you build the physical prototype, there is a fair amount of certainty about how it will perform. So FEA takes less time, requires fewer materials, reduces cost and accelerates time to market.
That's great perspective, Yasin. Thanks for jumping in and clarifying there. Are there any estimates about what a customer might expect? Of course, these are design dependent, but what would you predict could be saved from, you know, from a cradle to grate perspective as far as time is concerned when using FEA?
Naturally, yes. I mean, each design is unique by definition, but let me share an example of an aluminum bracket design commonly used in aerospace or automotive applications. So this design can be achieved achieved an estimated weight reduction of approximately 26% and cost saving of about 8%. Notably, it requires only one design engineer working for 2 days to achieve this performance, compared to the 2 to 3 weeks of full-time investment typically needed for similar results. So these improvements are possibly by using a variety of our adhesives, which facilitate the design of complex shapes.
Wow, that, I mean, that's certainly significant. I mean, from a cost perspective, a time perspective, et cetera. And I just want to clarify for our listeners too, this is an estimate based on a common design, but that certainly has piqued my interest about what actual outcomes might be. So Zaman, I mean, you're the FEA expert working on all these specific applications. Do you have examples of projects that Henkel has completed and what the results of those projects have been?
Yeah, sure. There are several projects that we supported in the past, and I think the most interesting and inspiring case was a complete redesign of a cabin frame from a welded to a bonded structure by at the same time reducing the weight by approximately 50%. And the change from standard steel to thinner high-strength steel parts usually requires a new joining technology. You cannot weld it anymore. And Henkel supported the customer and all steps of the development process and the manufacturing process. It started with a redesign of the frame by the CAD model. You know, welded structures are commonly not suitable for bonding applications. We analyzed all the joints and made detailed recommendations regarding how to change them. Then the new cabin frame was bonded and assembled in real life at the customer with the support of Henkel's application engineering team. In parallel, we built up a FEA model where the epoxy adhesive was modeled by an elastoplastic approach. Then the frame had to run through the so-called ROPS test, which represents a rollover accident scenario of the vehicle. We passed this test successfully with the new lightweight design, and the results of the FEA simulation showed a really good, great performance to the test. And this is a prime example that illustrates how adhesives can effectively replace welded joints and how accurate our FEA material models are in predicting real-life performance.
That really is truly a remarkable result. I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. And of course, this is just one of many recent successes. There's plenty of others that the company has achieved in the recent years. And we're constantly building new material data cards, expanding the scope of what can be analyzed. I think it's also important to point out that Henkel has added more FEA experts to the team, because the company is applying this capability to more and more applications, and more customers are seeing the value in it and leveraging Henkel's expertise. So it sounds really like the way of the future to me.
For sure, FEA will most definitely define the suppliers of the future. While conventional prototyping model still exists, FEA will become standard for ensuring the most effective material for the bond line, overall product structure, and predictive performance. Cost and time to market pressure are not easy. Sustainable design is now a requirement, and FEA is the most effective and efficient way to align these huge and sometimes contradictory demands to deliver the high-performing, sustainable products using sustainable methods. FEA, in my opinion, is a game changer.
Well, I certainly can't think of a better note to end on than that. Thank you, Yasin and Zaman. This is a game changer indeed. Our gratitude to you both for sharing the details of FEA with our listeners.
My pleasure, and hope the listeners enjoyed and learned a little bit more about this very exciting topic.
You're welcome, and I hope the listeners found our discussion insightful and engaging.
I'm sure they did. And to our guests, if you'd like more information about finite element analysis, or FEA, and Henkel's capabilities, visit henkel-adhesives.com and click on the Services tab to discover more about the company's engineering services. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode of The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel.